From Tibbetts on June 4th, 2012, this is Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network Updated, written by Adam C. Angst. When Apple released the highly graphical airport utility for iOS in 2011, we didn't realize that its graphical user interface was a preview of the interface we'd find in Airport Utility 6 for macOS 10, which Apple pushed out in early 2012. Airport Utility 6 runs only in 10.7 Lion and lacks some rarely used features found in Airport Utility 5. The massive changes in Airport Utility 6 forced us to revamp Glenn Fleischman's Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network, the second edition of which had been designed to cover Lion and Airport Utility 5. We've caught up with Apple in the 187-page Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network 3rd Edition, which focuses on Airport Utility 6 and includes coverage of Airport Utility for iOS. The core content remains roughly the same otherwise, but because we removed the Airport Utility 5 information, we're providing the 2nd Edition for free to anyone who buys the 3rd Edition. And, although everyone should already have received mail about this, we've given the 3rd edition to all 2nd edition owners for free as well. Check your Take Control account for the download if you didn't see our email. The $20 ebook is available in PDF, EPUB, and MobiPocket formats, and we've been steadily improving the visual look of the EPUB to work around limitations in the Pages EPUB export. If you have a Kindle Fire, we feel EPUB is still a better experience than MobiPocket. See Adam's in-depth look at working with the various different formats on the Kindle Fire in How to Download EPUB, PDF, and MobiPocket to the Kindle Fire. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.